This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the day after Election Day. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves has won a second term. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear was reelected in Kentucky. Virginia's state house will be fully in Democratic control. And voters in Ohio backed a measure protecting abortion rights. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
Abortion is health care. And abortion access is the law of the land in Ohio.
Lauren Blovelt is co-chair of Ohioans United for Reproductive Rights, which led support for the amendment.
Together, we successfully enshrined the right to reproductive freedom into the Ohio Constitution.
It was the latest blow for abortion opponents following a string of defeats in statewide votes since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. I'm Ben Thomas.
The House has voted to censure Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, a Democrat, for her rhetoric about the war between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Norman Hall.
The House voted 234 to 188 to censure Representative Tlaib, the only Palestinian-American in Congress. Enough Democrats joined with Republicans to censure Tlaib, a punishment one step below expulsion from the House. Tlaib posted a video in which protesters chanted "From the River to the Sea," which some say calls for the destruction of Israel. Norman Hall, Washington.
This morning, G7 nations are backing a U.S. call for humanitarian pauses in the war between Israel and Hamas to speed help for Palestinian civilians. Israel says its troops are battling Hamas militants deep inside Gaza City. Ivanka Trump takes the witness stand today in the civil fraud trial in New York that's looking into former President Trump's family business. Gas is $3.40 a gallon this morning, down 6 cents in a week. This is AP News. Now to the price of olive oil.
A global surge in olive oil prices has presented criminals across the Mediterranean with an opportunity. Prices for olive oil have tripled since 2019. Cases of warehouse break-ins, accounting scams, and oil tampering are on the rise in the olive-growing heartlands of Greece, Spain, and Italy. Gangs are using chainsaws to hack off olive tree branches and cutting down entire trees at unguarded groves. Grower Konstantinos Markou has been a victim. He says it's a felony. You are killing our own history here. Olive growers are already battling high production costs and the impact of climate change. Milos Papachristou has been a victim of the chainsaw robbers. He says, I believe the production will not be enough for our needs. In Italy, tractors and expensive equipment have been stolen along with the olive. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.